God bless you all, my brothers and sisters, and happy to be back to daily devotion. We thank God for the series of the kingdom life, which we started. And shall we straight go into the word of God today? Amen. I'm going to read from three places in scripture as we speak on today, kingdom power. Hallelujah. We know the kingdom of God is the spiritual realm which Jesus Christ is reigning as king. We belong to this kingdom, and Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, has made the way for us to reign with him in this kingdom. Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. And I read, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Amen. We shall also read from another portion of scripture, from Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. And I read, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." Hallelujah. Amen. And this power goes beyond charismatism, and evangelical cycles. We need this transforming power. Amen. We are going to read also from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. And here Apostle Paul is also saying, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." Hallelujah. Amen. Finally, let's read from Romans chapter 15, verse 18 to 20. Now the word of God reads, "For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation." Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his holy word. Amen. So, like I said, for a topic, I want to speak on the kingdom power. Amen. Now, we know yesterday we spoke about the kingdom relationship, where we saw the Father heart of God, how God related, how the Father, our Father, Jesus Christ, "I go to my Father, your Father, my God, your God." For as much as he is the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is also our Father, because we have been born into this kingdom and we have become heirs of salvation. Amen. So, the Father heart of God is the central message of the kingdom of God. Amen. When we read from the book of Isaiah, the Lord Jesus Christ says something. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the captives." Let's quickly read that before we go on. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. The book of Isaiah 61. All right. 61. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Amen. And we saw that when Jesus went to the temple, he read part of this scripture, and then he told them, this day this scripture is fulfilled. But we are not going to go into that, the intricacies of that today. We are just focusing on the Spirit of the Lord, the power of God. Amen. And we saw that the disciples that God chose, amen, before he ascended on high, he commanded them to go and wait for the upper room. We know that. And they, on the day of Pentecost, they received the promise of the Father. The Bible said the Holy Ghost fell. So the disciple was commanded to go out and heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, and cast out demons. Amen. Just as we read that Jesus Christ said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, because he has anointed him. We also, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are anointed into the things of God. We are anointed to live the Christian life. We are anointed to do mighty signs and wonders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can see that it isn't only that the message can be authenticated. There must be a power, a demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So the power of God was manifested in transforms lives. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, for as much as we have the message of the hour, we have forsaken religiosity, we have forsaken dogmas and traditions of men. We need the power of God to be demonstrated in our life. Hallelujah. God sent a prophet to our generation, and he preached a message that he entitled The Mechanics and the Dynamics. Hallelujah. When we set the mechanics in proper way, the dynamics will come from heaven and set that mechanics on fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus died and resurrected and ascended into heaven. Amen. And after that, he sent out the Holy Spirit. And that was the beginning of the church of the living God. Amen. That is not the end of it. Amen. In fact, Jesus Christ himself says that in John chapter 14, verse 12, he said, most assuredly, I say to you, he or who believes in me, the works that I do, will he also do, because I go unto the Father. Greater works shall he do. Amen. Greater works shall he do. When Jesus Christ died, when the apostles died, that was not the end of the power of God. The kingdom power continues. Amen. Hallelujah. Somewhere in the book of Acts, Apostle Paul also went and met certain group of believers and asked them, Have they received the Holy Spirit? Apostle Paul knew the importance. Apostle Paul knew the essence of the power of God. And then he said in Acts chapter 19, he said when he passed Apollo, and he came to that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? My brothers and my sisters, the Holy Ghost is that which will enable us to live the Christian life. The Holy Ghost is that which will enable us to show forth the power of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost makes the difference. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Paul, the apostle, also in one part said, he didn't come unto them with enticing words of man wisdom. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean how eloquent we are. We need the power of God. We belong to a kingdom, and the kingdom power must be demonstrated in our life. In our life, whatever we do. Amen. That the power of God must be evident, must be shown, must be portrayed to the outside world. That is the kingdom power. Amen. And brothers and sisters, what actually happens is that, so much so that we are unable to let this kingdom power be evidenced in our life, is that we tend to offend the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible says that, grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of your redemption. But through unbelief and through operations of the works of the flesh in our life, we become powerless. Amen. Many of us are living our Christian life in our own steam. We want to do it in our own way, without waiting upon God to energize us, to give us power from on high. Amen. It is not only good to be the thing to be a good person. We have a lot of good people in the world. We have a lot of religious people in the world. But when I ask you, are these people operating in the power of God? The power of the kingdom, it is necessary. It is a must that our life must portray this power, kingdom power. Without it, my brothers and my sisters, our life will be meaningless. We will be people that will be buffeted by Satan. We will be people that will be buffeted by Satan. Amen. And we always need to ask God, that God daily will fill us with this power. Amen. It is not a one-time thing. Like the Bible said, if our earthly fathers are evil and they know how to give good gift unto their children, how much more will our heavenly Father give unto us the Holy Spirit if we ask him? And when we ask him and he gives it unto us, it is not a one-time thing. Amen. It is a thing that will show, a thing that will make the difference in our life. Amen. That is why when Apollos was at Corinth, when Paul passed through the upper coast, he saw certain disciples, the way they were behaving, the way they were talking, the way they were carrying themselves. He asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe, the Spirit of God must be overflowing in our life as a vessel overflowing. Amen. That people will recognize it. It must be spilling out. Amen. The Spirit of God must be showing things in our life. Amen. It is not a one-time thing. Continually. In the book of Ephesians, it says that be continually being filled with the Spirit. It's a continual process. Amen. We need to be filled every time, in every hour, in every place. Amen. Filled from on high, ongoing, moment by moment. When we become so dry in our Christian life, we become so weak. That is the time we have to type. We have to go back to God and tap onto God. Tap onto that anointing. Tap onto that Spirit to be filled. The Bible says when the apostles, they prayed, the place was shaking and they were filled again with the Holy Spirit. They were revived. It is not a one-time thing, my brothers and sisters. It is not a thing that will say, oh, we have come to the message of the hour. And then the Spirit of God is lacking in our life. We need the Spirit of God to make the difference in our life. That people will see Christ in our life. It's not how hard, it's not how hard we want to. It is God Himself working in our life. God Himself working through us, showing for His power, showing for His power to affect our generation, affect the people around us. That is the kingdom power, my brothers and sisters. It is not a one-time thing. The kingdom power. The kingdom power is a thing that belongs unto us. We have come into a kingdom that cannot be touched. We have come to a place that Jesus Christ is reigning supreme. Jesus Christ is the central focal point of that realm. We need to show for that power. That power must be real. That power doesn't come with education. It's not how eloquent you are. It's not how educated you are. It's not how hard you want to please God. It's God Himself working through your life. My brothers and sisters, I believe we are going to all the time yearn for this power, that this power is going to work in our life, that we are going to refill our vessel daily with this power, so that the power of God, the presence of God, the works of God, that God said, I go to my Father, and the works, greater works shall we do, will be done to the glory of God the Father in heaven. Blessed be the name. May the Lord bless you. We'll come back to tomorrow to continue. Shalom, and God bless you. Amen.